In the heart of Waterbury Village, there's a toy store called the Tiny Acorn. Sally and Bob Dane have run the store for 2 decades. At the end of this summer, they plan to retire, and the Tiny Acorn will close on August 15th. Devin Pierce of the University of Vermont Community News Service talked with the Danes about the store and its legacy.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Tiny Acorn.
Hi, I'm Sally Dane.
I'm Bob Dane.
And we've been married for 50 years. So there you go. So the Tiny Acorn is 21 years old.
We're one of the oldest still under the same ownership stores in Waterbury.
And this is going to be our last year. The Tiny Acorn was a dream. After being children's librarian in Waterbury for many, many years, I realized things were changing and I wanted to do something different. And so I took a women's small business class, and the Tiny Acorn was born. All right, so as you enter the Tiny Acorn, you're greeted with magic. You experience joy for the first time when you look in into our entrance. We usually have it based on holidays, whatever holiday's coming up. And, you know, we wrap presents and put them up for display. We just do whatever makes us feel joy.
I would say the average day is one of glee for the kids coming into the store because it definitely attracts them. In fact, there are many days when I'm looking out the door and I see kids coming out of the Village Market food store with their mother or father, and they see the Tiny Acorn and they grab them and they want to pull them over. Sometimes the kids are quite persuasive and they get their way. Sometimes the parent has to say, no, I've got ice cream in the bag here. It's middle of August. But the parents realize that we have things that are child useful as far as their mind and their hands to interact with. And I think what also makes it fun for adults is they see things and it reminds them of their childhood.
We have these glass animals. They're tiny. We've been selling them from the beginning. And we have kids come in and select some. But their parent or grandparent said, oh, I bought those when I was a little child. You can have 3 generations here going through our glass animals. So that's kind of neat to see that. And we see that a lot. Bob turned 80 in November. We celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary in October. We had grandkids we don't see that often. And we just knew that it was time.
I think the next step in our lives after the Tiny Acorn will be exploration. We can go on day trips, trying out new things, and perhaps doing a day or two of volunteering somewhere.
We'll miss the tiger, and I'll miss the giraffe greeting me, and the polar bear. We'll miss these friends in the store, but maybe somebody will continue with our tiger and giraffe, and we can come in and say hello. It's been fun, because you're almost playing every day. So if you have a dream of running a toy store, do it. Take a chance.
That was Sally and Bob Dane talking with Devin Pierce for the University of Vermont Community News Service.